Hi, this is Mike Young, estate planning and probate attorney in Walnut Creek, California. And I'm going to talk to you about what a probate is and why people try to avoid probate. So before I start, hit the subscribe button below and the bell so that you'll get notice of future videos I prepare. Also hit like, and you can make comments in the comment section. And just to let you know, I put on Zoom workshops on estate planning and asset protection on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 10 a.m. So you can go on my website, I'll share my screen with you, walnutcreekelderlaw.com, and you'll see the sign up page there where you can join my next Zoom workshop. And my Zoom workshops are a lot of fun. I try to make them interactive and I answer questions. So I encourage you to sign up for a workshop. So let's talk about the probate and what it is. So probate is the process whereby we pass title of an asset of a decedent to beneficiaries or to heirs. So here's a schematic, Mary and Bob Smith, and they have a home. Let's say the home is a $1 million home. And in this case, Bob and Mary have used a revocable living trust and have transferred title to their revocable living trust. When they're both dead, just through operation of the terms of the trust and by the family members, we can transfer title without going to court to Bob and Mary's three children, Lisa, Frank, and Jack. So let's say that Mary and Bob did not use the vehicle of a revocable living trust, and they have a home, and they took title of the home as joint tenants. So Bob and Mary Smith own this home as joint tenants. So by operation of joint tenancy, if Bob passes away first, Mary gets title to the property. If Mary passes away first, Bob gets title. When they're both gone, the home or title will go to their beneficiaries. So hopefully at least Bob and Mary Smith have a will that names their three children. But in order to pass title to the three children, we have to go through court. So we have to file a petition with the court. We have to state who the executor is under the will. If there's no will, we want to state who we want to have as administrator of the estate. And then we file a petition. And in the petition, we name the heirs, the beneficiaries, we file the petition with the court, we start a publication period, we pay a newspaper to publish for a statutory period of time, we're publishing for creditors to step forward, we pay off creditors that we know of, we need to get court statements, court documents from the creditors that they've been paid off. If any creditors find notice of the death of Bob and Mary Smith through the paper, we have to deal with those creditors. So now we've started the court process. So the whole court process is going to take anywhere between 8 months and a year. So documents are going back and forth. The court has a whole series of documents that have to be properly filled out and filed with the court. The process goes on and on. I appear in court several times for my clients. My clients rarely have to go to court unless this probate is contested by a beneficiary or by an heir. So eventually at some point I petition the court before it's finalized. I petition the court for powers, hopefully under the Independent Administration of Estates Act, so that I can have the beneficiaries. Maybe it's Lisa and Frank, Maybe Lisa is the appointed executor, and we are going to petition the court for powers for Lisa to be able to sell the home, generate proceeds of sale, and put those sale proceeds into a bank account in the name of the trust. And so we get a tax ID number and we proceed. More documents are going back and forth. Documents are signed by myself, by my clients, by creditors. Things go on and on. The process goes on and on. Eventually the property is sold and we can make distributions to the beneficiaries. This will be a year later, and it could take longer if there are fights, will contests, that sort of thing. So now there are costs involved. So probate fees, I show the probate fees here. They're set forth under probate code 10810. So there are two sets of fees, the fees to the attorney and the fees to the executor. So the executor is the person appointed by the court who is going to be signing all of these court documents that go back and forth. So the executor's fees and the attorney's fees are set by statute. In addition, before we start the probate process, there are costs involved, which the law firm, which I as an attorney will take in and put into my cost retainer account. And costs are non-reimbursable. Costs are like filing fees, publication fees, court fees every time I have to go to court. So the statutory probate fees are calculated like this, and this will be in the final petition to the court. We have to show how we calculated the fees. And the fees are based upon the gross value of the estate. So let's say we're probating this house, Bob and Mary Smith's house, because they did not have this in their revocable living trust. Clients have paid up $1,500 cost retainer, and they'll receive whatever was not used and be charged if we need more than that. But usually $1,500 will take care of it. So let's say the home has a fair market value of $1 million, which is average around here in Walnut Creek. Maybe that's a low average by now. Let's say there's a loan on it for $100,000. So the court is not going to give you a break and subtract $100,000 from the fair market value of $1 million. They're going to use the $1 million. Oh, and another part of the cost is paying the probate referee so that the referee can come up with the court designated value of the property. So let's say that gross value of the estate is just this house and it's $1 million. Probate fees are calculated like this: 4% on the first 100,000, 3% on the next 100,000, 2% on the next 900,000. So let's say we'll go down here on this chart. Let's say we have the $1 million house. And probate fees, when you apply this formula, are $23,000. So the attorney fees are $23,000, and the executor fees are also $23,000. A lot of times the executor is a family member and they'll waive that fee. There could be higher fees, extraordinary fees, if there are extraordinary difficulties with the probate. So we proceed. We finally get to the final petition to the court for a decree of distribution. We've sold the property using our powers that we've petitioned the court for. We've generated proceeds of sale, which in this case will be $1 million minus the $100,000 minus cost of sale, etc. But the court is still going to base the fees on the $1 million fair market value. So eventually, months go by, probably a year, and we make distribution of the proceeds of sale to the children, to Bob and Mary's children, in this case, Lisa, Frank, and Jack. So the court monitored everything. So through the court process, the court wants to make sure that everybody is named who should be named, that is given notice of this probate proceeding. The court wants to know who all the creditors are. The court wants us to flush out creditors by publication in a newspaper. The court wants to have documents signed by the creditors that they've been paid, unless we want to contest the creditors. The court wants to make sure that everybody is accounted for, and if there are any complaints by anybody, the court wants to know about it. So that is why people want to avoid probate, mainly because it takes so long, is complicated, and the fees are high. So the way to avoid that, of course, sorry I keep switching screens, is through the creation of a revocable living trust. So again, in this case, Bob and Mary create their revocable living trust. We create a deed transferring title of their home to Bob and Mary as trustees under their trust. The terms of the trust state when Mary and Bob are dead. The new trustee steps up, maybe a daughter, Lisa, and she can sell the property, generate proceeds of sale, and eventually create a deed from herself as trustee to herself, Lisa, Frank, and Jack as beneficiaries under the trust. And we do all of this without court supervision. We still have to follow the probate code regarding requirements that everybody is given notice, etc. But the process is much easier and much shorter. So my name is Mike Young. Thanks for watching. And don't forget to go on my website, walnutcreekelderlaw.com, and sign up for one of my workshops. I would like to see you there. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button and the bell below. And if you like, you can put in the comments section if you have ever been involved in a probate. I would like to know what your thoughts are about the process. I don't mind probates. I like probates. I mean, I get to go to court and all of that. But clients aren't especially appreciative. Clients rarely have to go to court, by the way. I go to court for them. But clients, the executor or administrator, are in my office regularly signing documents that the court wants. So thank you very much for watching.